and welcome to Winning Without College, the podcast that helps you develop your mindset, habits, and skills you need to get ahead in business and in life. My name is Stuart Takahara, your coach, your host, and your fellow college dropout. And when you're done listening to this episode, can I ask you a quick favor? If you got value from it or you learned anything new, if you can go over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and just give us a 5-star review, this helps us out by recommending this show to others who are in the same situation as us that want to get ahead in business and in life. So thank you for supporting us in that way. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in self-fulfilling prophecies? Like you tell yourself, today's going to be a great day, or today's going to suck. When I said the first thing, today's going to be a great day, how did that make you feel? Happy? Curious? Maybe you put a little smile on your face? What about when I said, today's going to suck? What did you do? Maybe slouch your shoulders a little bit, put your head down? Maybe you felt sorry for me because I knew I was going to have a crappy day, and that maybe took you down a little bit, and maybe took some wind out of your own sail? Having the right perspective is so important on how you will handle life choices. Who you hang around with, socialize with, and normalize yourself with can and will determine your future path, and I know that firsthand. See, when I was living in Los Angeles, it was a high-paced, fast-action lifestyle. You can't turn your head left or right without somebody coming up and introducing themselves to you, or pitching an idea, or having a friend say, hey, let's do something together. And by doing something, I mean launching a business, or creating an app, or writing a screenplay. I mean something big. Dreams, goals, ambitions, they're everywhere. I never had a shortage of people ready for the next big thing. And it was exciting. And in my circle, nobody was complacent. Now, for the past 3.5 years or so, I've been on the road and I've been traveling full time. As you can see, I'm here. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see I'm in my van right now. And I've met some amazing people on the road and I've done some absolutely memorable things. I wouldn't trade forever. But it's the people I want to talk about right now. Not the many, not the crazy, not the once-in-a-lifetime adventures I've had that I wouldn't trade, but it's the people I want to talk about now. Not the many, crazy, once-in-a-lifetime adventures I had that I wouldn't trade for the world. Now, the people living on the road I've met have a completely different perspective on life. Completely different. See, it's much slower paced. Yes, many people I met are still working from the road. They have their remote jobs, they own businesses, they have side hustles, but the mood is different. They aren't looking for that next big thing. They aren't pushing themselves to create that next big breakthrough, the new must-have shiny objects. They're completely okay with just getting by. And to be honest, many, not all, but many of the people I've met on the road are complacent about their jobs and careers than anyone I've met in my entire life. And that's not a bad thing. Their focus isn't on making it big. Their focus is on the adventure and the travel and the lifestyles. And that's one of the things that attracted me to hitting the road when I sold my last business. You see, I was done with work. I needed a break. I was burnt out. You know, I needed that little sabbatical that I've been on. But the 3 years of being on the road of just existing for me wasn't enough. I wanted more. And as I grew more and more increasingly frustrated that I didn't have a support community while on the road that I can share the same passions and viewpoints with, I knew I had to make a change. I really wasn't ready to give up traveling. I still love it and I still want to do it, but I was ready to begin encircling myself with other like-minded entrepreneurs. I was ready to get back in the game and I was ready to finally do something that had been on my list for years. And that was launching this podcast and this business, Winning Without College. And the first thing I had to do was change the way I think. I would say change your environment, but sometimes that's harder for some than others. So instead, I'm going to challenge you to change the way you think. Now, let me give you an example here. When I've been traveling, people come up to me all the time and they say, wow, I love your van. I wish I can afford a van like yours. Or they say, I wish I can log as many miles as you do, but I can't afford the gas. And that is such the wrong way of thinking. You see, they've already set themselves up for failure by starting the statement with, I wish. Wishing will get you nowhere. Wishing is dreaming. You'll wake up every day and you'll be exactly the same as it was yesterday. And next month will be the same as last month. And next year will be the same as last year. You need to quit wishing. You need to change the way you think. So instead of saying, I wish I could afford a van like yours, you should be asking yourself, how can I afford a van like yours? how can I afford? Not, I wish I could afford. Or, what can I do to get one step closer to being able to buy a van like yours? By changing that one simple thought, I wish I could, to how can I, it sets up an entirely different path in your mind. They say a business that fails to plan, plans to fail. And the same can be said in real life. If you don't make a plan to be in a better spot tomorrow, you just won't be in the same spot. You're actually going to be falling behind. You see, the world continues to turn and life moves forward. But because you're still in the same spot, you actually start being left behind. Now, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I think that New Year's resolutions set yourself up for failure. And why? Because people put such unrealistic expectations on themselves. They do it because it's trendy or because of peer pressure, or maybe they just do it because it's what they've always done. But you have to be aware at the time that all your efforts today are going to make you a better person tomorrow, a stronger person. The other reason I don't believe in New Year's resolutions is because I don't want to wait until the new year to change something about me that I don't like. If you see yourself doing something you don't like, or you know you're doing something you don't like, you need to fix it now. You don't need to wait until the new year to change you. That's just kicking the can down the road, and that's delaying, and that's making excuses. And some people will say, why not wait though? It's only a few months until the new year. Well, have you ever heard the term time is money? I'm sure you have. Waiting will only get you deeper and deeper into that hole. You have to change the way you think. You have to change your perspective. And nobody else can do that except for you. It's all only up to you. Let me give you another example on how you can change the way you think. Do you ever play blackjack? Do you ever go to the casino and play blackjack, whether it's for fun, at a party, on your phone, or, you know, at a casino? Let me ask you a question. What do you think the object of blackjack is? Most people will say it's to get closest to 21 without going over. That's how I learned it. That's how it was explained to me. You want to get closest to 21 without going over. What if I told you that's not the object of the game? Object of the game is to win. The goal of blackjack is to win. And how do you do that? You do that easiest, you do that best by getting the dealer to bust. Then the whole table wins. Let me say that again. The object of blackjack isn't to get closest to 21 without going over. The object of blackjack is to get the dealer to bust. Because when the dealer busts, everyone wins. You win, all the players win, and even maybe the dealer wins too, because you're going to be tipping part of your winnings to them. So how do you get the dealer to bust? So in blackjack, unlike a lot of other games, in blackjack, you can show your cards to other players. You can talk to other players. This isn't poker, where you're playing against each other. In blackjack, you as a customer, you're playing against the house, and the house has an advantage. But you can take back some of that advantage by openly communicating and strategizing with the table and other players. This is just like work in the office. When one person wins, the whole team should win. So even when you're dealt a crappy hand in blackjack, like a 16 and the dealer's showing a 9, by working with your team or the other players at your table, you can still win that hand by working together to get the dealer to bust. Because if you're sitting in second position, you still have 3 more players, the book says hit, right? If you've got a 16 sitting by a 9, but the odds against you are to bust are even greater. But you can communicate with the other players. What are you going to do? Are you going to hit? Are you going to stay? How are you going to play your hand? You can look at what cards have already come out of the deck or out of the shoe, and you can kind of get an idea of what is it going to look like? You know, what's this hand going to play out to be? What's the future going to be? And you can utilize that information to your advantage. So when you start looking at these things differently than others, you're going to see that there's multiple opportunities for you to take advantage of that situation. So I'm going to ask you, when you go into your office next, just look around. Switch up your routine. Look at things from a fresh perspective, because you never know what kind of opportunities await you in your current space. And finally, know that you're not alone. Have you ever watched a team win the Super Bowl or the NBA championships? What is that energy like? I'm not talking about you if you bet against a team. That's a totally different thing. I'm talking about the energy of the winning team. What does that feel like? You have a team celebrating all together, jumping up and down, smiling, laughing, crying. The energy is amazing. One person's energy feeds off the other, and that feeds off another. It multiplies. Now, have you ever watched a pro golfer win a golf tournament? Yeah, the crowd goes wild, but the energy of that one person winning all by themselves doesn't have that same magnetic effect as winning with a team. Group wins are much greater than solo wins, so surround yourself with a great team. And before I leave you today, I want to talk to you about one more thing. See, I believe there are 5 hard truths in going through life without a college degree that you need to know. And not accepting these hard truths are going to get you nowhere. You can have great accomplishments. You can have your big and small wins. You can have the right thinking and the right mindset. But if you're going to ignore these hard truths, or if you just choose not to accept them, unfortunately, you may not have the life that you want. And so I want to give you these hard truths and tell you exactly what they are and why you need to accept them. And I want to do it for you for free. All you have to do is just log on to my website, winningwithoutcollege.com/hardtruth, and sign up. I'm going to send you these truths once a day for the next 5 days, absolutely free. That's winningwithoutcollege.com/hardtruth, or you can use the link in the description below, winningwithoutcollege.com/hardtruth. Until next time, remember, your success doesn't come with the syllabus. Forge your own path, break the mold, and keep winning without college. Thanks for listening, thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next episode.